You are listening to The Happy Gynecologist with your host, Amanda Miles, MD.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to The Happy Gynecologist podcast, episode number 188, When Burnout Makes You Look Bad. All right, y'all. I'm so glad you're back. But real quick, before we dive in, I have a confession. I want you to know that I am totally a human. And that means that from time to time, I F things up royally. And usually I can laugh at this mistake, but it's taken me several days to be able to laugh about this one. So if you're on our email list, you might have seen recently that we had the enrollment open for the Happy Gynecologist group. And so, well, okay, let me pause there. For our newbies out there, you're like, what the heck is that? That is our 6-month coaching program where we have a small group of like-minded OBGYNs and we get together weekly and we coach through all the shit that we face as OBGYNs, right? And all the common things that we struggle with, and we kick burnout's ass and we have a lot of fun. Okay, so anyway, we had enrollment open, or we were supposed to. We're sending people emails. We're like inviting you to join. We're doing all these things. And I made some oopsies. We didn't have it fully open. And so we had some serious issues with some of the enrollment tech stuff on the website and such. So I'm here to tell you, hey, I'm Amanda and I am a human and I make mistakes sometimes. I fail sometimes. This was a fail. And you know what? I'm learning so much from it. It's taken me several days to manage my mind over it and around it, and that's okay. I had a lot of feelings and negative feelings about it at first, but this is good news, y'all, okay? Because we realized that we had some issues, and this resulted in a lot of confusion, and possibly many of you or several of you not being able to enroll by the deadline, even though you're planning to. So what this means is we are going to leave enrollment open just for y'all. Even if you weren't one of those people that found things not working, enrollment will be open, FYI. Okay, so we are going to call this the summer group. We are going to close enrollment in June. If you enroll before then, you may get a few extra weeks even, but just for free. So for those that were able to get through and join, I'm like, hey, okay, well, you get a little bit of extra time with us, friends. So anyway, this is totally a F up on my part. And so we are trying to figure that out and get people in that want to be in. So if you were thinking about it, or even if you weren't, honestly, you have the opportunity to join for what we're calling the summer group now, not just the May group, the summer group. Okay. And we will officially start in June. Okay. So, go get your spot. If you've been thinking about it, considering it, you have to go over to coach-miles.com/happy, and you should be able to learn more there and click the button and enroll. And it actually works now. If it doesn't, you reach out to me. You find me. My email is available on the website, amanda@coach-miles.com, or, you know, DM me on social media. But we're going to start the second week of June, the summer group. And you know what? It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so much fun, y'all. Like, we're having a little redo here, and it's going to be just fine. Okay? All right. Today, I want to talk about something that, as I reflect on my burnout years, I realized burnout had a lot of effects, right? It had so many effects on my life at home, on my life at work. And one of those effects was that burnout really had the ability sometimes to make me look bad, okay? And I'm not trying to be like self-judgy or shameful, or, you know, like I'm not like shaming anybody out there with burnout, okay? But I do know how important it is to many of us to appear professional and appear like we are doing well for our patients, you know, to have like a physician that is, you know, taking good care of them, that is obviously doing well herself, or himself or their self. And so, you know, that's important to a lot of us, right? And so what I want to talk about today is when burnout makes us look bad. Okay, not physically. I mean, that can happen, I'm sure, right? Like, if we're not taking care of our physical appearance because we're, like, so deep in burnout that we're not making time to, you know, go for a haircut or, you know, make sure our clothes aren't wrinkled, you know, or whatever, you know, like, shower. Some of those basic human needs things. Remember, sometimes whenever we are burnt out, it's because we are forgoing our basic human needs, okay, of like cleanliness and self-care, and we aren't able to love ourselves and take care of ourselves. But what I'm talking about today is like how we look with regards to others, okay? So like in social situations, in professional settings, our reputation, our, you know, what we're giving off towards other people, the vibe we're giving, right? The attitude that we have that is then conveyed, not just with our direct communication with our words, but with our body language, that kind of thing, okay? And what I think, though, is that, you know, I reflect on the time whenever I was, you know, really, truly burnt out, and there are a lot of situations that I can look back on and I have regrets about the actions I took, about the words I said, about how I acted, about how I interacted with other people, about how I responded to other people that we're just trying to do their best too, right? I have a lot of regrets. I have a lot of regrets how I treated others, but also how I treated myself, okay? And so I think that it's important to talk about that because sometimes when we're burnt out, we wish we could go back and have a do-over because it's not like it's true to us. Like whenever I was burnt out, that's not who I was. That's not who I am. Like that person that was saying those words or taking those actions that were not who I am, like that, they're not what I'm proud of. Okay. I'm going to admit it. I'm a human, right? Like, just like I said earlier, I make mistakes and I have made many, many mistakes, right? And I have interacted with people from a place of burnout and I have so many like regrets whenever I look back on that, or I wish I could have done that differently, but I didn't have the capability to do that whenever I was burnt out. I didn't have the capability to see that even. So I think that whenever we talk about how burnout can make us look bad, a lot of times it's in regards to maybe we said something that doesn't represent who we really are or who we aim to be. Maybe we communicate something or act in a way that makes us look bad. And that's not true to us. We are awesome and badass docs. Like that's who we are. And we are caring and compassionate. And we are, you know, really strong and tough and we're not assholes, you know, and I know we've all been there on some level, right? And we all have regrets on some level, probably of somewhere where we have communicated something or conveyed something that didn't really align with who we are. And sometimes that results in us being labeled something that we really aren't by other people, okay? So have you ever been labeled like the bitch or the asshole, right? The douchebag, the whatever, right? Insert whatever diss there is or bad word there is, right? Even worse, if you've ever been labeled disruptive, like that's like something that a lot of us fear, is being labeled a disruptive physician, right? Has it ever been communicated to you that you were too harsh or too direct or too something with nursing staff or with the, you know, the scrub tech or whatever, right? Have you ever been blindsided by being told that you aren't being professional or you weren't professional whenever you said X, Y, or Z or did X, Y, or Z, right? I would almost put money on the fact that if I asked you those questions out there in the world that most people have like raised a hand at this point. Like you've been labeled something or been told something like that. Okay. Or you fear that, right? And what I want you to know is like, that's not us, right? We are tough, damn it, yes, but we are not assholes or bitches or disruptive or unprofessional or too harsh or too direct. That's not who we are at our core. We can be very direct whenever there's an emergency. We know how to get shit done and keep people safe, but that doesn't mean that we are bad people. And it doesn't mean that the actions that we take in those situations, or even outside of those situations, just being burnt out, the actions we take represent us. Okay. We know we aren't those things, right? But damn, like if we get told we're one of those things, that is like devastating, right? It's not easy to shake. That's for sure. And if you're ever labeled something like that, it just sends you reeling, and it sends you wanting to hide and quit and scream and just like hit something all at the same time. Because like, you know, I think that that probably comes from like, we're the fucking good kids. Like, we have played by the rules our entire lives. And then we get into this system of medicine that then leads us to take, you know, actions to like try and be a really good doc. But also those actions lead us to burn out. Right? The system sets us up for failure. So we then burn out. And then we're told, on top of all of that, we already feel like we're failing because we are burning out. Then we're told, oh, by the way, that was really unprofessional. You're being disruptive. You're a disruptive physician. You're a bitch. You're an asshole. Right? And so it's like this earth-shattering thing whenever we are told or labeled this. Right? And so I want you to think about this, though. Like, whenever we are burnt out, friend, we are not, you know, we know we're not ourselves. I've said that. But the actions that we are taking actually come from a different place in our brain, truly. Okay? We are communicating differently. We are then acting differently. We even have different, like, body language and nonverbal communication. Okay? I'm not saying, like, flipping the bird. Like, of course, that's probably counts. But, you know, even just like how we carry ourselves, even how our face appears to others, or our body language, you know, how we are positioned appears to others without us even thinking about it or being aware of it, is going to be different whenever we are burnt out. Because whenever we are burnt out, we are in a state of chronic fight or flight, and we are functioning from that place of survival mode, right? And so if you think about it, if you are, this is like, you know, I love like a good example or a good like story analogy here, right? Like if you are out for a walk and let's say you come across a little kitten, okay? You're out walking down the street to the store and you come across a little kitten and you stop and you check on this little tiny kitten because it's all alone and it starts spitting and hissing and it's like hopping all around and its hair stands up and its back is arched and it has its little claws out. It is absolutely terrified of you because it thinks you're this like giant predator that just like stooped down to look at it and check on you. You're just checking on it, but it's like, holy shit, it's going to eat me. Like, it's like the worst day of its life, right? Now, that kitten may be the nicest, most fun little tiny cat that ever was, right? But in that moment, it is communicating differently. Because it has switched over to fight or flight mode, okay? And so whenever you are in that survival response mode, your communication is going to be different as well because, let's face it, we are animals, okay? So just like that tiny kitten, your communication, both verbal and nonverbal, is going to be different, okay? So when we are working long hours and we are not recovering at night because we are on call, or we have small children and or a million things to do at the house, right? Maybe we're behind on our special, you know, our special things at home, like laundry, right? Maybe we're behind on our hospital records. Maybe you have a kid that's been sick. You're in that place of you just need a break, but you can't catch one, right? Guess what? Like, you are going to be communicating differently than your normal, calm, happy self when everybody's sleeping and everybody's well and you're caught up on sleep and laundry. Okay? And I know, like, we're all pretty good at faking it, right? We are good at faking, like, I'm getting by. You know, like, hey, how are you today? Oh, fair. Doing all right. Doing great. You know, just faking it, right? Like, we can tell people we're fine, right? But we can't hide all of the fight or flight that's on our insides, right? Even if we don't say any words, we may still be communicating to other humans around us that we're not fine, okay? Or that we're pissed, or that we're in fight or flight mode, right? Just like that little kitten that has its hair on end and its back is all arched and it's got its little claws out, right? When we are burnt out, we have all these things on our plates, and it's often, you know, we're just like, one more thing's going to set us off. And so we're managing to keep our head above water, and then something else happens. And so the most common example, I guess, I can give of this are really a couple of my examples, okay? And so this is me being vulnerable. And this is also something, these two examples are very similar to what I hear with other physicians all the time, where you're just keeping your head above water, you're treading water, and then something else happens, right? Like, you were barely managing, you are burnt out, and then something else happens, right? And so usually it's either involving nursing staff or the ER are the most common examples that I hear. Okay, so let's say we get paged in the middle of the night by the ER. And in this situation, our brain maybe is exhausted and it's in this state of chronic fight or flight. It is going to pick up this call or return the page from that place, okay, like our brain is, right? So we, meaning our brain, but us too, okay? We are going to interpret this call as a problem. That's guaranteed, okay? Every word that the person on the other end of the phone says will be a problem for our brains, even though we may not even realize it. That's the hard part, is that whenever we're in that place, we may not even realize that our brains are interpreting everything as a problem. So this can look like two different things, right? So it might be like, oh, yeah, she has a bleeding ectopic. Okay, yeah, that's a problem. I'll head your way and we'll take her back, right? Or it may look like, oh, you ordered a CT scan, but you can do an effing pelvic exam, right? So it can look like, you know, sometimes our brains seeing things as a problem is okay, but then it can also look like you fucking idiot, no matter what they say, okay? Maybe they even did a pelvic exam, but they're asking you to come and check this lady out, okay? Your brain, it doesn't matter at that point. Your brain is looking for something, okay? So it can be where we are in this mode, where we are then communicating in a way that is hypercritical, hyper-judgmental, hyper-cynical, because our brain is just looking for all the problems with this whole fucking situation, right? And, you know, that's something I see, and that's something I've experienced. I know that many of you probably have too, okay? And whether we let that out on the person that is on the other end of the phone or not, we may still be experiencing that whole, like, cascade of fight or flight, like, you have to be fucking kidding me, like, on the inside. We could be throwing kind of a little tantrum on the inside, or even a big fucking tantrum on the inside. So even if you don't let loose, it could still be that your experience of this is just like a volcano erupting, okay? Or maybe you make it through the ER page without losing your shit, and then a nurse calls you from L&D to get an order, maybe for, like, nausea meds, because she already gave Zofran, it didn't help, right? And so then maybe you lose your shit on her for not trying the Pepcid, which are, you know, you already ordered before calling you for more orders, right? And maybe you lose your shit and you tell the nurse that she needs to use her effing brain, or she's an idiot, or you say something really unprofessional like that, right? Ruh-roh. It's not good. Okay. And there are some of you out there right now that are like, yeah, but maybe she was being an idiot. No. Friend, we are all just doing our best, okay? Our job is to take the call, okay? I'm not saying that there's a right and wrong way to call us. There probably is, right? What I'm saying is whenever you start losing your shit on people, okay? This is not a normal response. And I only know this because I'm on the other side of all that, okay? I look back and I think about all of the responses I gave, and I struggle with shame for that and regret and self-judgment. I have to work on that actively all the time, because I think back on how I treated people or how I talked to people, how I thought about people. They were all idiots, every single one of them, like in my brain. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, that's how my brain interpreted anybody that paged me in the middle of the night. Like, they're just fucking terrible at their job. Okay. And so I want you to know that if you're meeting your needs and you are working on burnout and you are doing the things that you need to do, and, you know, to reverse burnout by giving your brain safety and, you know, the things that it needs to not be stuck in fight or flight, it's not like that. Okay. I don't automatically go there whenever I'm paged now. Okay. So I don't automatically default to, oh my God, why are you fucking paging me? Okay. I don't default to that anymore, because I have more tolerance and I have more capacity and I have more patience and I have more compassion, and I'm able to access all of those things because of the work I've done and because of coaching and because of meditating and journaling and all the things that I try to teach you here, all the mind management and all of the thought work. Okay. So these types of situations are ones that I have personally been through, you know, that's multiple times. Okay. But it's also a situation I hear about a lot with my clients or with other OBGYNs that I talk with or that I coach, right? And we go off on this, like, quote unquote, stupid consult or this dumb page, right? And we put the person that's on the other end of the phone in their place, or we slam down the phone, or, you know, push the button really hard to end that call, and we feel like a volcano is just exploding inside us, right? And I think that this is the type of situation where we are burnt out, and we're just set up to eventually lose our shit, okay? This is a natural consequence of burnout. And so I don't want you to judge yourself for this. I say that as someone who has judged themselves harshly for this. Whenever you are burnt out, your brain is set up to do this. And so I think that you can have a little bit of compassion for yourself too. Okay? Because it's not your fault. You know, burnout makes our brains do things that we don't necessarily do whenever we're not burnt out. Okay. And so, you know, knowing on this side of it that the other person on the other end of the phone, they're just trying to do their job, right? And when we respond in a way that is explosive or angry or short or unprofessional, even, it's because our brain has interpreted this whole conversation as wrong or a problem, right, from the beginning. Usually without us being aware, usually without our consent even, right? Our brain just does this because that's how our brains are wired. Whenever we are in burnout or in this, you know, kind of chronic fight or flight survival mode, that's how our brains function to keep us safe. Everything's a threat. Everything's a problem because our brain is trying to keep us alive. And so everything that triggers our brain is going to be like, boom, red flag. So it doesn't even matter if the ER doc had done a pelvic exam. A lot of times our brains are going to look and find something else for why this is a problem, right? So whenever we are interpreting things as a problem, we then communicate back to the other humans from that place too. And that is when we are going to be labeled as the bitch, as the asshole, as disruptive, as unprofessional. Because whenever we are stuck in burnout, like I said, we don't have the capacity to have patience for other people or to give others the benefit of the doubt or to have compassion for others. We don't have that ability. We can't even access that. We can't even see that other people are just trying to do their best to take care of the patients too. We don't have access to that. We are shut off from that part of our brain. Instead, we are frustrated and have rage or blow off the handle, right? And so, you know, because our brain is actually in the mode of being like that terrified little kitten with a giant predator looming over it, right? Even if we don't feel terrified, that it's the same response that our brain is having as a little kitten that's spitting and hissing and arching its back and raising its hair, Okay. That's what our nervous system and our brain is doing whenever we are burnt out. Like, all the time. We're really good at holding it in, like I said. So, if you're someone that has received a label of being a bitch or being an asshole or being disruptive, or you worry that you could be, okay, or you relate to this, let's talk through some ways that you can work on this moving forward, okay? Because we know you are not those things, friend. We know that. I know that. I believe in you. I know you're not. But we also have to take some responsibility for what our burnt out brain does, even though sometimes we don't even realize that we're in that place of burnout, right? So number one, you have to acknowledge, if you relate to this, you are burnt out, friend, okay? And this is the hardest thing for so many of us because, like, we're fine, everything's fine, it's fine, I'm fine, right? And because if it's not fine, we would then have to admit that we aren't handling our shit 100%, and then we might be seen as weak. I'm here to tell you, that's 100% untrue, friend. Okay? You are not weak. We know that shit's fake. Like, that is, you are the furthest thing from weak. I promise. And burnout is not a weakness. It is simply the result of the current broken medical system on our nervous system. Okay? And admitting that burnout might be affecting you and how you conduct yourself or how you interact with others is super important because when we gain awareness of how burnout affects us, we start to address it without even really realizing it. Because our brain also loves to solve a good problem, right? Like, we love to solve a puzzle, fix things, solve a problem. So if we say, I am burnt out at work, we will start looking for ways to address it and improve it if we start to notice where that's showing up for us. Okay. The second thing that I would have you do is think about an instance where you responded in a way that maybe you weren't super proud of, right? Maybe you yelled at the ER doc or griped at a nurse harshly. I want you to just think about one instance and on a scrap of paper or in your journal, you have to do this part. The writing part is important. You could type it out, that counts, okay? I want you to write a couple sentences about what happened. Like, what's the story? What happened? Okay, just a couple little sentences. Got paged by the ER, they didn't do a fucking pelvic, and so I let it be known that I was not coming in for that shit, unless they did, right? Whatever it was for you. And then I want you to ask yourself some questions. How did I respond when that was happening? Was it from a place of fight or flight / survival mode? Did I respond from survival mode, y'all? If so, are there reasons your brain might have been in survival mode at that time? What are those reasons? Okay, list those out. If you need to pause this and rewind it a little bit and go back and answer these, do it, okay? Then I want you to write out what you might say if you were feeling compassionate towards yourself and others about the situation. Like, what kind of thing the thing to say to yourself, right? So, like, if you were reading this story and you saw, you know, and you're hearing me say my story, I went off on the ER dog because they didn't do an effing pelvic. And so I went off on them and I wasn't proud of that, right? What would you tell me? Okay, what would the kind words that you would tell me be? If I had a bunch of reasons to be in survival mode around that time and I listed them all out, what would you say to that that's kind? What's the loving thing to say to someone in that situation? Think about a friend that would be in that situation or me, okay? And apply those words to you, okay? What would the kind thing then be to say to other people whenever you're considering that situation? The other people involved, what would you have liked to have said, right? And so I want you to find some compassion, okay? So I want you to try and be compassionate towards yourself and others in that situation. Like, we're all just doing our best, and I was really not in a good place that night, right? Whatever that is for you, okay? And then what would you say to acknowledge that that conversation didn't go the way you had planned? Like, from your part. What would taking responsibility for your brain's survival mode response look like here? How would you take responsibility for that? What might you say to make amends if you got the chance? Just on paper. I'm not telling you to go do it, okay? So, for me, whenever I do this exercise, I might write like, well, I didn't communicate that in a way that was as professional as I would have liked. So, I wish I could apologize for that, or so I apologize for that. Or I might say to someone, you know, in this imaginary space, right? I've been low on sleep and I was communicating from a really grumpy place. I apologize. Or my communication wasn't as professional as I normally like it to be, right? I think that it's nice to write out what you wish you could say to make amends on paper, because it helps release some of that guilt or some of that judgment. Okay. You don't have to apologize though. You could just say, okay, yeah, I wish I would have communicated a little bit differently. I can tell I was really low on my basic human needs at that time. And I, you know, do have some regrets there, or whatever you want to, you know, whatever you want to say. You don't have to have regrets either, but whatever comes up for you, because remember, this is just in your journal. Okay. So you can write whatever you want. You can call out their shit all over again if you want for not doing the pelvic exam. But I want you to think about what would help you move forward, either, you know, with the other person involved, right? Or with yourself, with your brain. What would help you move forward? What would be the kind thing to say in this situation? And then I'll let you take it from there. You know, if you want to apologize to someone in person, you definitely can. I've done that. I've gone back a week later and apologized on many occasions, y'all. I've gone back and apologized and took responsibility for my actions from a place of survival mode. I really have. And so that's an important thing to me, to take responsibility for those actions, because I think that it also helps me connect with other humans on a very human basis of like, hey, we're all just doing our best. And so that helps me connect with the other humans I work with. And so that's something that helps me, but doesn't have to be something that you do. Okay. I like to be someone that's very vulnerable. So like I said, you know, I'm here obviously every week. So being vulnerable is obviously part of my kind of my healing, my burnout prevention and recovery. And so I think that that's important for me also, so that future interactions with the people that I work with will go in a way that I'm more proud of. I think that I have to take some of those actions to apologize from time to time. And I don't apologize unless I really think on the situation about what I'm going to say and what I'm taking responsibility for. So I am not telling you to go apologize for everything and anything. Okay. There are a lot of situations where apologies are not required or encouraged. Okay. Because I'm also someone that will apologize over random shit. And no, like, this is like a very thoughtful thing. So I'm not saying also with this, I am not saying that other people don't make mistakes. Okay. And that we can't hold them accountable. I am saying that we also sometimes have to hold ourselves and our burnt out brains accountable so that we can stop having our burnout make us look bad. Okay. You can still hold other people accountable for their actions of like, hey, I expect, you know, as a healthcare provider that you do a pelvic exam if you're worried about someone with a gynecologic problem to determine if I need to come in and see them. You know, if that's something that's important to you, you can still hold people accountable in a way that's professional. Okay. Whether that's in the moment or after the fact, if you have to apologize or if you need to apologize first. But I think that, you know, we want to be proud of how we represent ourselves, but burnout can often stand in the way of that and hold us back and make us look bad. Okay, so let's acknowledge that shit and start working on it, because we have the power to reclaim you know, our true selves in these situations, right? Like, we don't have to let burnout just control our brains and make us act like a feral little kitty, right? And so we totally have the power to take responsibility for our brains and start moving towards, you know, taking responsibility and not letting burnout make us look bad any longer from that place of fight or flight or survival mode. So we have the ability to do that, right? And so that being said, if you are someone that is ready to start working on your burnout so it doesn't make you look bad anymore, I would really consider, you know, going and checking out the Happy Gynecologist group, okay? Because that is exactly some of the stuff that we do. We'd love to have you in the summer group because, hey, I messed up, y'all. So we can work on this. So that's the good news, y'all. All right, friend, you deserve better than the burnout making you look bad because you are fucking awesome. All right, I will talk to you guys next week, and I hope you have a great week. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can always get more free help from me by going to my website, www.coach-miles.com, and clicking on free resources. If this work has helped you and you're interested in learning more about getting out of burnout and up-leveling your life as an OBGYN, definitely check out my 6-month coaching program, the Happy Gynecologist Group. You can always get more information on my website, coach-miles.com.